Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, DC, are you there? Well, this is Eileen, and I'm one part of the Angel Antics.
Hello, Eileen. You know what? Those darn angels are playing games again. That's why they call it Angel Antics. Oh, my goodness.
DC's running a report for us today, so things are different.
Yes. We're having, you know what, the angels are starting off a bit early today with their angel antics, but we'd like to welcome you to the show. Eileen, my beautiful twisted sister and I, we've been together for quite a number of years now, and we've had an amazing journey together, haven't we, Eileen? It's been beautiful.
Yes, we have. Yes, we have. Very amazing, blessed growth for both of us in many, many ways. We all know that this is a path of journey, not destination. And DC and I joined and knew that we were soul sisters and twisted with our hearts with each other in many ways in this lifetime and in the past, and are just pleased and honored to be here with you all. We share a lot.
And Eileen, can you tell everybody a little bit about the Trinity Heart Healers?
Well, the Trinity Heart Healers started, DC and Deborah and I, Deborah Taffy and I, we were all talking amongst each other and sharing that, we really feel that people would like somewhere to go to put their intention out there and ask others to help pray and send positive healing energy to it. And so we came up with this idea that, three or more gathered together is so much greater power. And we all, do believe in a higher spirit. And so we are on the same page as each other with that, with the light. And we all are Reiki masters. And so we decided that since Reiki really pours pure love from the heart for healing, that we would like to join the three of us together, and Trinity, our hearts, and send healing love and energy to everyone that asks for it, and those that come on our show later and listen to replays And anyone that knows that we're doing this, of course, Reiki is sent by distance. And so anyone anywhere is open to receiving that loving, healing heart, Trinity prayers, and Reiki from the three of us. And that's what it is about.
Right. Thank you, Eileen. And the only thing that is needed is really a little bit of faith. And you really just, you know, be open to receiving and having faith that, you know, that it'll as long as you believe that it could be received, you will receive it. I mean, it's just so beautiful. And the angels guided me to, the angels guided me, Eileen, to read this beautiful little prayer for everyone. It was written by Helene Kelly. And it starts, it's a really cute little prayer. Angels are everywhere. If you just look, you'll see them. Though they rarely wear wings or a halo, they show up shining wherever you go. There's the grocer who says, wow, you really look great. On the day when you're feeling so blue, or the gal who can tell you the right road to take when you're lost and have not got a clue. The baby who smiles in response to your face instead of giving you a lip-quivering frown. When you trip, the guy next to you catches your arm and uprights you before you fall down. Angels aren't only in heaven above. They're the people all around us who act out of love. There's a young kid who chases you right down the street, yelling, hey, you forgot your change. And the writer who touches the depth of your soul by sharing his most secret pains. A stranger says hello, and somehow you've found your lifelong best friend, the person who sees through all of life's strife and supports you right through to the end. Angels aren't only in heaven above. They're the people all around us who act out of love. Angels are everywhere. There is love.
Oh, that was just beautiful.
A little prayer. And they are all over, and it's just so beautiful. But we do have a list of callers, so if you're up to it, Eileen, I'd like to start taking some callers.
Yes, I do. And I'm going to, you know, run a little disclaimer. I have a little bit of a tiny cough, so if I cough or whatever, I just want to apologize now for that, because it sounds horrible over the airwaves, so.
Oh, that's okay. And I'm giving you a little bit of beautiful Reiki and that loving energy to you as well, the same beautiful energy that we send out to others. Okay, Eileen?
Yes, that energy that we're sending at the beginning of that show, yes.
Yes, okay. So we're going to start off with our first caller.
All right, wonderful.
Hello, 708. You're live with Angel Antics. Can I have your name, please?
Hi, DC. It's Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Confused.
Aww.
Okay. Maybe we can help you there. Can you let us know what's going on?
Yeah. My twin flame came back as a walk-in. He lives upstairs from me, and I found out today he is gay.
Okay.
That doesn't mean I'm supposed to have a good relationship with that person. Twin flame isn't always a love mate.
Okay. Okay, Cindy. You know what? I'd like to ask you a question. Now, number one, how do you know that he's your twin flame?
Because I'm very drawn to him, and I have feelings of love for him.
Okay, do you get, like, butterflies in your stomach, and do you just feel that magnetic connection as soon as you're with him in his presence?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Eileen, do you have something for Cindy, or would you like me to start off? It's up to you.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Okay.
For one thing, some of what you're feeling and seeing, it was a little bit of a distraction. And you're not prepared to see the magic and the opportunity that you have to share time with him. And so take that opportunity and realize that you may really be at the beginning of
a magical relationship with this new person. Granted, it might not be a sexual relationship, but that doesn't mean that he isn't your twin flame. It doesn't mean that at all. It just means that that's not the relationship you were meant to have this particular lifetime. You probably have had it in the past, yes. But in this lifetime, it might not be a sexual relationship. It could be that, you know, he definitely has walked into your life, and I'm actually am feeling that for you also. So just be open to the relationship that you can have with this person. Like I said, it will be magical. You will laugh more than you have ever laughed in your life. You will feel great joy. Is really what I'm hearing. Some of it is you to have the grace and inner strength to really overcome some of the challenges that are going to, you know, that you're going to feel in this relationship. But the overpowering kindness and forgiveness and time for you to really embrace the wonders of life really can come through this relationship. So find a way to break loose. You know, if it's another, you know, person, a mentor, a friend, someone that you can talk to, you know, now and again about your you know, feelings for him, hoping for a complete, you know, more fuller situation. But I really feel that he is going to bring you to a level of spiritual growth that you never could have imagined before. I really feel that this person is going to bring that to you. At this point, in that way, you're almost as a child. But you're a child of heaven on earth. And so know that you are being really watched over at this time, and that there really are angels that are of families around you. So know that this person, this twin flame that you feel this energy towards, that you've probably been a lover to, he has been in your soul family for eons. And so he is meant to be in your life. So you really here's the best, and the stars have decided that this is the best to offer you right now. You are going to be the most fulfilled being around this person and enjoying the relationship that is being offered, a gift of great, deep friendship, laughter, joy, is really what I'm seeing. But it's also having this inner strength of yourself to overcome the challenge that in this relationship, it's not going to go there. It's not going to be that type of relationship. But it will be a whole relationship. It will be complete in itself if you allow it and don't, you know. Does that make sense?
That's like totally the opposite of what I've been told for all these years, that I knew he was coming back.
In different lifetimes, we come back. We don't always come back as the same relationship.
No, but I was told that he was coming back in this life and that we would be together romantically and that there would be marriage.
Well, then you must decide. And I think your decision then would be, you know, because it is free will, it's really hard to say a lot because free will is involved, his and yours, and that changes things on earth. Even if the energy aligns it, it doesn't mean it's a fact. And it doesn't, you know, that's just how it is. Maybe things have happened between now and then that things changed. I don't know. DC, what do you feel?
Hi, Cindy.
Hello.
Okay. I'm getting, though, you know what? I'm getting, like, this is the start of, like, happiness for you and everything. But what I'm getting is that you're going to have several choices of a partner. okay? So this, in fact, may not be the person that you're going to end up with. I am getting that you're going to have a beautiful, solid love involvement. The person's going to be outgoing, loyal, energetic, okay? And you're going to have a happy, a long-lasting relationship, okay? And that chemistry is going to be, it's going to be magnetic, it's going to be strong, okay? And like I said, and I see, you know, I see it ascending. It's a love that ascends to like a beautiful higher level, okay? And that is, you know, beautiful, beautiful soulmate. And it's just like you guys are going to be together forever, but from what I'm seeing, like I said, it may not be this person that you thought, you know, you were supposed to be with. There may actually be another person that does send it.
Oh, that's not what I want. I don't want to be with anybody else.
Hey, you know what? I mean, you and I had talked and stuff, and you had done different things and stuff. So I don't know. You just have to be and see what happens.
Hey, DC.
You know, see what happens.
Cindy?
Well,
see, I'll have a suggestion
for
you.
Well, because now that he's walked in, that could also change, too. The sexual orientation could change, too.
Cindy, I have a
yeah.
great suggestion. I have a great suggestion. The woman that gave you the reading that said this man was going to come into your life and you were going to get married to him, I really feel you should go back to that person, pay for another full, deep reading, and have her follow the energy line in which she was reading to begin with, and have her follow the energy line in the Akashic Records that she was reading, and see where she sees this destiny. That is the best thing you could do, because she had picked up on a certain line of energy within the Akashic Records.
Right.
And so
actually, it wasn't
and
just
she
one
was
person.
The one who did that. So you should go back to her and you should pay her for a reading for the valuable information she can forward to you.
Right, because it,
but Cindy,
it wasn't
you are
going to
be happy, honey. You
it
are going to be happy.
Many.
Don't. Okay, but you are going to be happy.
I don't
so
want to be
don't,
with
like,
anybody
you know,
else. I don't want to be with anybody else.
Well, that's that.
We
you know
more,
what? And that's called free will. That is called free will.
Yes.
And everyone has it. So, that's,
right.
And with that free will, that can also change the Akashic Records. They can be rewritten. They're not set in stone. And so within the Akashic Records, even though it may be in an energy field in the future, things can change within other people's energy fields to change the Akashic Records. That's the magic of life.
And what we want you to do is just sit with this information and what you, you know, discovered earlier, and just think about it for a little while, okay? Because like I said, you can...
Yeah.
And have the beautiful, true happiness that you desire, okay?
All right.
And we'll get,
and
we'll
we
get back to
you,
honey.
A lot of luck, Cindy. We wish you
we
a
do.
Lot of luck, Cindy.
And
we
love
do hope things work out your way. And thank you for calling.
God bless you, honey. Love and light. Okay. Okay, Eileen, we have another caller. That's been holding for a while.
All right. Okay.
Hi, 613. You're live on the air with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Yes, my name is Donna.
Hi,
well, hi
Donna.
Donna.
Welcome
hi. To Angel
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Do you have
yeah,
a specific, area of interest that you're calling in about tonight?
Yes. Just about a gentleman named Chris. I'm just wondering if you see him and I dating, spending time together, things developing romantically or just spending time together.
Okay. All righty.
All right. I'm ready
okay,
to go.
Eileen.
Let's see what...
Go ahead. Do you want to start off, Eileen?
Yeah, I'm good to go.
What would you like me to
No, I'm good. What I stopped for
okay,
you, Donna, is can you hear me?
Yes,
go Hello. Ahead. You're good,
okay.
Eileen.
Okay. That really, you've got some of your own really intuitive epiphanies about this situation. And what you need to do, though, is let go of fear and worry about it and just relax into it and just feel the flow of it. And not worry about, you know, what is or isn't, or basically living for today, just really living in the moment, being yourself and really enjoying that, and worry about tomorrow. That's what I see is very free-flowing in this relationship is that if you have the ability to do that, it really is a good relationship and it will work out. Spring is really ahead of us. And, you know, it's about being innovative and coming up with brilliant new ideas. But I'm also have see a representation of a king and a queen of spring. And so I see this as a relationship that is springing into a new blossom. There's really going to be a lot of need for support for one another in some ways, but it's also about you really believing in yourself. Wonderful people are really around and there for you, and it's maintaining a balance now for you. It's going to be, as the spring comes forward, a balance between work and life. And so just know that you know, you're brilliant in managing this. And that you really are, I think, moving forward into a very loyal friendship coming up. Might be a little whimsical now again, but I think overall this person, this male, is going to be wise. He's going to be actually really fairly good at attracting money into himself, or, you know, making money in his business. He's very, very inspiring and will be very inspiring to you. So I see it as a really good relationship. Are your emotions still kind of healing, though, from a past relationship, and you're a little apprehensive about allowing a greater love to come in? Because it's time for you to really release that and learn to be open again. Every relationship you were in for a reason. There was lessons for to be in it. They end not always so wonderfully. But sometimes that's part of the experience of being to walk away gracefully. And so know that you really are in divine light, and you are somewhat of a light worker yourself. So just know that, you know, walk into this next relationship having it be about communication. Make sure that you're open about your feelings. If something bothers you, don't giggle and say, that's all right. I don't care if you smoke in bed. And that's something that you don't smoke, and it just, you know, but because you want to be, you know, easygoing, you're willing to put up with that. And then, you know, 3 years, 5 years down the line, you're like, I am so sick of that. So part of you moving into this relationship is really opening the relationship up with really good communication in small baby steps. Not anything big all at once, but in small baby steps. Just make sure that you two are always communicating. And as you do, I really believe you're springing into a wonderful relationship. But just know that you are also a light worker, which means you're probably fairly sensitive. And I do feel that you're part of that light workers as BC and I are. So just to be gentle with yourself and be gentle as you move into every relationship. And that's the message I have for you. BC?
Beautiful, Eileen. Thank you. Donna, what I have from the angels is expect a surprise love encounter soon. Okay? And I'm getting, are you invited possibly to something special, maybe like a special event of some kind?
Am I sorry?
Are you invited to something special, like maybe like, say, like a wedding or some kind of ceremony or something? Some kind of a special event of sorts?
Yeah, my aunt is celebrating a birthday probably next month. They're having a gathering.
Okay, well, you know what? The angels are spelling go in the sky as big as you can imagine, so you better go, okay? So they're saying just go, because you might possibly even meet someone at that special event, okay?
Do you know with the gentleman that I'm asking about, do you have any, like, timing for when we may get together?
Well, I'm getting that, you know, at a special event, you possibly might meet someone. So you said next month that you're going to that special event?
No, actually, she said she's already met someone.
She's already met someone?
Yeah, and I agree with DC about the timing. I also feel like what I got was spring, and DC is saying in about a month. So that kind of coincides with each other. That's probably your timing. Probably you start to get to know each other, and maybe that night of that special event, you bring him with you, and that could be a very special night for you too.
Yeah, and I'm getting this is going to be like a major change. This is going to be like a major change around their relationship.
Yeah.
It's going to be beautiful. But I agree with you, Eileen. Like, there's something holding her back, you know? So
yeah, I think there's a little bit of healing still you need to do, either about past relationships with an old mate, or maybe even your relationship about father and father images. It could be something. It was about a male, though, that you just kind of need to address and feel, you know, just, some accepting forgiveness towards it for itself.
And Eileen, I'm getting there may also be a need to for a transformation in how she may see herself, and as well like maybe a little bit more of a, like an increase in her self-esteem.
Good.
That's what the angels are showing as well, like a little bit more of an increase in self-esteem.
Uh-huh.
So are you seeing with this gentleman, Chris, that I'm speaking of, like something going forward with him?
Yeah, I'm getting that. And I'm getting that it's going to become like a whole lot more committed. And there is a potential for marriage coming, you know?
Because right now, we've spent time
but
together.
But, you know, it has to do with you, too. She's got to work on you. She's got to work on her, though, first.
See, we spent time together last summer, and then it stopped, and then he's saying he's busy. So I'm just wondering if we'll ever get back to what we...
Donna, you've got to do a little work on you too as well, hon. That's what we were trying to tell you. You know what I'm saying? If you want the relationship to move forward, there's a little bit of work that you've got to do on yourself.
Does he have feelings for me? Like, does this man have feelings for me?
He does, but honey, you know what? Like I said, a relationship involves two people, honey, not just one. Okay?
Yeah.
So you've got to do like a little bit of work on you. You know what? You've got to realize you're the most important person in this relationship, where you're looking from your perspective. Okay?
Yeah.
So start, you know, when you get up in the morning, look in the mirror and tell yourself how much you love you. You know, and do some nice things just for you, Donna, okay? That's where it starts, okay?
And it's very possible that, because D.C. actually, I don't think D.C., you know, now that you've told us a little more, maybe D.C. really wasn't picking up on that guy. Maybe she is picking up on that in that next month, that maybe you're going to end up meeting somebody new. So my suggestion is, that you don't close yourself to other relationships because of a maybe. You know, if
but
someone else comes
on
along,
her.
Amy, and I would
got to work on her.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
she's got to work on her.
Fear for this person.
Honey, you've got to work on yourself. You know what? That's the best advice we can give you. Be patient. Be optimistic. Everything is going to turn out well, but you've got to feel the love around you, and you've got to relax, okay? Focus your energy on your desires and stay positive, Donna, and let us know how it goes, honey, okay?
Okay, thank you.
God bless you, hon. Take care now. Bye-bye.
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 Okay. Yeah, Eileen, you know what? Don't you agree? If we don't work on ourselves first, there's not going to be, like, a really good positive relationship.
Right, right. And, you know, if that's what comes true and that's what we get, sometimes it's changing our own vibration into being, you know, thankful for what you've already got, even if you don't have it yet. By changing that vibration, you can actually bring a lot in. I know it is very difficult to do. I wobble back and forth myself. Sometimes I'm very good at bringing things in and aligning it, and then I get the low as me's and blah, blah, blah. And when I get that way, things do not show up. When I lighten up and say, oh, it'll come, I'm so happy and grateful it's already arrived, and I do that type of work, then it arrives. It just, the universe goes, oh, it's already arrived? Well, I better line that up because she said it already arrived, and so then the universe listens. It is very magical the way it works, and that's why people say, you know, don't think bad about yourself. Don't say negative things, even in a joking way. The universe itself actually does not have a sense of humor. The angels do, fairies do, you know, spiritual beings do, but the universe itself does not really have a sense of humor. So it doesn't understand if you were joking about being fat when you're a size zero. It just doesn't understand that concept of sarcasm. And so whatever it hears you say, that's what it does. And so, that's how... That really is how it works. I know as humans, it's very hard to stay in that mindset. But if you can do it, it is actually the most creative way to work with the law of attraction, which everyone knows, you know, everyone's heard about these days. But just remember, the law of attraction is not the only law of the universe. So you can't just work with one. They all work in sync with one another. So look up the laws of the universe and go ahead and read there what they are. There's it goes along with the seven hermetic principles. And so, you know, these are, you know, law of attraction is just one that people have found a way to work with. But there is many others that are also just as creative, just as giving, just as loving, and really help us to align our lives. There's, you know, the law of balance, and, you know, there's just different hermetic laws. Anyway, look them up, you know, have a little lesson there, right?
Right. Okay, you know, we're going to take another caller that's been hanging on for quite some time.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay. Let's see if we can get them on now. Hi, 727, you're live with Angel Antics. Who do we have?
Hi, Sandal.
Hi, Sandal. Hello, girlfriend. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good, good. Oh, my goodness. It's so nice to hear your voice. Eileen, we have a beautiful lady with us. Her name is Sandal. And Sandal,
Hi.
Do you have a specific area of interest this evening?
Probably just, I don't know. It's been a while since I've talked to you. Life, love, whatever. Whatever you're getting.
Whatever we get.
Okay,
wonderful.
Eileen, this
girl
is... Got to give her a reading as cool as she is. She's awesome.
Awesome. I love these readers. I love the Bell's Creek blog because
It really is what your angels want to tell you that day. They don't always want to talk about what you want to know about. They've been listening to your little scatter in your head, and they just want to tell you what they want to tell you. So I love these ones the best. And basically what I've got for you is things are really looking really, really good, but you have to have a little patience. But that abundance I was talking about is really coming your way. But it's going to come in the design of long-term plans. So, you know, don't make short-term, you know, short-term decisions for long-term plans. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
You make those real quick decisions right on the spur of the moment because it's going to feel good, look good, whatever. Those are not in the mind of long-term plans. So that's what it's saying is have a little bit of patience because things really are aligning. But, you know, just don't make short-term decisions for long-term plans. Make sure that you see your whole vision of what you want, what your purpose is. And remember that your purpose can change in life. It's not always one thing. It is what you are working on at that time and doing your best at. And that is really, truly what working on life purpose is just picking something to work on and that's going to make give you a greater self and maybe even help other people have a greater self. And stick to that purpose for just a little while. And if you want to change, you're allowed to do that. So just know that in your life. But you are very creative. You have very great power for creating. And with this, you become really a team player, but you're actually the one producing the highest quality of work. But what you really deserve for that, because there's really no big gifts or anything for it, other than recognition. Others really should be, and I hope they do, recognize that you are just really, that things are done well because of the high quality of work you put out because you are really a great team player. And, you know, just you just want the recognition and respect for that sometimes. It's not a big thing, you know, but it is nice. It's nice to hear you're doing well. Know that you're very, very protected from all types of harms. Your angels really are around you. It's a glowing white light that maybe sometimes you will see a little bit of a haze. And that is actually the white light just surrounding you with pure love. You've got a very, it's a halo is what it is. And you have that halo about you. The angels are always with you because you do believe. You believe in pure love and spiritual growth, and they surround you for that. But they want you to also know that they're in the heavens, and you should be reaching for the stars. You really need to go for your dreams and your desires, and don't compromise. Don't let other people tell you this, that, or you can't. Oh, you can't do the naysayers. Don't listen to naysayers. You put your purpose in front of you. You go for your goal. You reach for the stars and know that the angels are surrounding you in that. Some of these directions might be about your own self-discovery, as all of our paths are. Complete and whole, our spiritual teachings are all about self-discovery. We often find those during the most quiet of times. So make sure you spend some quiet time. But know that there really is angels surrounding you and they are really there to assist you. Please don't forget that we've spoken of it a couple of times today, because of free will, things in life do change. Even though we think they're going to align a certain way, because you prayed for it, you expected it, you decided it was going to arrive, and you decided it had arrived. Just know that other people's free will can affect what happens in our energy space, and so can yours. So know that every free will decision that we make, like I said, the short-term decisions for long-term plans, that free will can affect those long-term plans. And that's the message I have for you today.
Wow. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Beautiful.
You're welcome.
really, really beautiful. What I have for you, Sandal, is in regard to, like, money and different things, you're being tested, okay? So you've got to just, you know, go slow. And my dog Ginger is saying, you know, you got to have faith, Sandal. Take baby steps, okay? And she's saying, you know, the seasons change. Winter always turns to spring. And this is sort of like helping you, like, to really stand on your own two feet, okay? So don't allow your feelings to interfere with your goals, okay? And she's saying, you're a strong woman. You can stand on your own two feet. Keep moving ahead. You know, you've got the determination. You have the willpower, okay? And I'm getting, like, you're sort of, like leaving one job, and you're going to, like, you're going to do something else is what she's showing me. You're very creative and everything. And she's saying, you know, you've got to really, like, allow your thoughts to, like, think in a different way, okay? Think unlimited is what she's showing me, okay? So I don't know, like, how you're thinking, but she wants you to think, like, unlimited, okay? And I'm getting that you have a lot of spiritual assistance, Sandal, from the other side. Have you felt that? The spiritual assistance that you have? Number one, the angels are watching over you. That's what I'm being shown. I have a very, very, very sort of, I don't know, like, what, like, not theatrical, but I have a lady from the other side, and she has, like, this big hat on, and she's saying, remember me the way I was, Sandal. And I sort of feel like you have, like, a lot of her beautiful personality is what I feel.
Huh.
And I feel like, you know, that's where you get a lot of your personality. And she wants you to really follow your path. You have a divine purpose for being here. And she's saying if you walk that path, you are going to find happiness, okay? And she's right there for you whenever you need her, you know? And she's saying, I'm here whenever you need me, okay? I'm not that far away. So she's giving you all the support that you need is what she's showing me, okay? And
okay.
She's saying, talk to me. I'm still here. I'm listening, okay? So she's there, and I feel like, She's sort of maybe had, I don't know if she had sisters or maybe two friends, but I see her accompanied, like, by two other females, if that makes any sense to you. Okay, well, it's a lady, so I don't know if it was an aunt or, like, maybe, like, a family friend. I don't know, but she really, like, she's watching over you. And I'm getting that, like, you know what, everything that you're wanting, all your wishes are coming true for you, okay? And I'm getting that you might even get like a windfall of money, even maybe an inheritance, okay? So start writing down, like, your goals. Start writing them down, like, in a, like, some kind of a journal, okay?
Okay.
So that's what the angels are saying. They're saying, Sandal, start writing down things. And I'm getting, Sandal, are you noticing any kind of, like, psychic insights that you're having?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because the answers that you're looking for, they're not anywhere outside of you. They are within you, okay? Okay, and your intuition it seems like your intuition is heightening at this time as well, as along with psychic messages.
Yeah, I feel like
and they're very
manifestation, everything's heightened right now. Like, literally, I can say something.
And how about your dreams at night? Your dreams at night are really giving you a lot to think about, you know?
I'm not getting any dreams.
Okay, well, you know, you're probably not remembering them, but you are getting, you are having, like, really powerful dreams. So just try to have, like, a notebook bedside, and when you wake up, if you remember anything, right away you have to write it down, okay?
Okay.
And the angel to help you with that would be Archangel Haniel. She can provide you with, like, the answers that you're searching for, and she can help you to reflect and to meditate. But you are having some very powerful, you know, dreams, okay?
Okay.
Okay, what else is showing me here? Okay, and you're going to have, like, a lot of blessings coming your way, and I'm also getting, like, happily ever after, okay? So just whatever it is that you're passionate about right now, Sandal, just follow that passion. And I'm getting that you're really ready for some, like, new challenges, okay? There's a lot of opportunities coming your way. There's a lot of excitement coming your way. And I know that you're ready for this. And the angels are saying, you know, Sandal, get out there and show everyone how truly amazing that you really are, okay? Because you're creative, and And you're ready. I see like a lot of, you know, advancement coming your way, and there's the angels are saying, get out their sandals, take a chance, embrace life. Okay? And just, you know, your creativity is going to be rewarded, okay? Archangel Gabriel is there. She's going to encourage you. You have beautiful artistic talents, okay? And just, you've got to, you know, you've got to start using them. I mean, I saw what you could do in, like, certain areas and everything, but this is a time to move forward and use the other gifts that you have. And when you do, you're going to see that it's going to be followed by prosperity. Okay, so there's going to be a lot of prosperity coming with the other gifts that you do have.
Okay? I don't know what other gifts I have.
You've got to, you know what? You've got to ask. That's what I'm saying. You've got to ask, you know, with all the messages that that are coming forward, you've got to ask because you do have, okay. You know. Okay? And I'm getting, like, you know, like I said, getting the word no. Like, you don't know how to say no. That's what I'm getting, number one. There's something with a lesson for you. You don't know how to say no. So whatever that means. So whatever it is, this is a time for you to move on from something, Sandal, okay? And if something doesn't feel right, you know, that's going to be one of the clues too, okay? And the angels are saying, Sandal, take off the blinders and see the whole truth, okay? So you've got to figure out that message. Go ahead,
yes,
Eileen.
Sandal, I have, you were saying you don't, you know, that you should follow your gifts, but you don't know what your gifts are. One of the best ways to find out what your gifts are is to go out in your community and find somewhere to do some kind of volunteering. And, you know, there's volunteer opportunities all over. And so do a little research, find some volunteer opportunities in your neighborhood. The things that are in that, find something that sounds a little interesting and try it. Just go out and volunteer at it. Doesn't cost you anything to help. And then you get a hands-on idea of whether this would be something, you know, is this an area of purpose for me? And if it's not, go back to the drawing board and pick a different area to volunteer, whether it be working with old folks, whether it be working with kids, whether it be working at a church in an area of spirituality, whether it be to help set up and, you know, help clear tables and stuff at the senior center so that they can have a dance night. I don't know what that looks like for you. I'm just saying that a lot of the ways I found myself and was able to come out of myself to do what I'm doing now here on the radio, talking to people, helping people, I actually learned through volunteering. I volunteered in Scouts as a Girl Scout and a Boy Scout leader, and I volunteered in classrooms and things like that. And I was very shy before I did that and didn't know how to put myself out there or to how to become myself. I was actually very hidden within myself. And those opportunities allowed me to step outside of my comfort zone and was forced to do things. I trembled in front of a group of second graders for almost 6 months. And then one day, don't laugh. I was scared shitless to talk to these kids, right? And then one day, and I always sang songs with the kids because my mom sang us a lot of songs. And so I always sang songs with the kids, and I love to sing. So I had all the goofy songs, you know, the ones for second graders, the ones with, you know, Swing Your Hips This Way and Old Lady Leary and all the silly songs. And we were doing an event with a couple hundred brownies, second graders, and there was the people that were supposed to show up with their you know, mobile zoo with all these pets and animals. It was around Halloween time, so they were supposed to show up with bats and tarantulas and lizards and, you know, creepy crawly things. And it was raining that day, and for some reason they did not show up. Now, we had an hour and a half to fill of that day. And these, you know, zoo people were in the middle of the day and we weren't ready for the next thing, which was to eat lunch. And so they all started hurrying, getting the lunches ready. And they threw me up on stage in front of about 200 second graders and all their parents. And I sang songs for about 45 minutes. And I'll tell you what, I have had trouble being shy ever since.
That's great.
But that's just, you know, I could have never come out of myself if I wasn't actually forced to. But so get out there, and it is living. That is what living is getting out there and doing something that is far beyond your comfort zone and coming out the other side successfully. That is what living is all about. It's not always staying in our comfort zone and being, you know, going to work, coming home, stopping at the market at the corner and getting the same, you know, type, you know, three or four things each time you go in, and, you know, heading home, having a little meal, watching a little TV, going to bed, getting up, doing it all over. That's existing. Living is getting out and pushing yourself beyond your comfort zone and seeing what a great success you really are and how much more you can be. And that's when you find what you like, what you enjoy, and what your true purpose in life is. And that's what I have to share with you today.
Thank you.
That was beautiful. But Sandra, what I'm getting is you've got to open your eyes to the truth of who you really are, hon. And you've got to raise your vibration, you know, to resonate the love that you have inside you. And there's a situation that you're in, and, you know, it doesn't serve you any longer. I don't know if that means, if you understand what that means, but there's some kind of situation. You know what I'm saying? And you've got to just, you know, you've got to walk away from that situation, Sandal.
Okay.
Okay, and that's what the angels are showing me. And you've got to get in touch with your inner child and create, and you've got to express, okay? You've got beautiful talent there, and it's going to help you to advance and, you know, there's going to be beautiful opportunities that present themselves to you. You know, Ginger's coming forward, my dog, and she's saying, Sandal, get out there. She's saying, you know, grab your, you know, your 15 minutes of fame. She's saying, girlfriend, I'll get out there. I'm going to, she's going to, like, drag you on stage there and really show them what you got. You know what I'm saying? So don't be afraid. Talk to your angels. She's saying, girlfriend, talk to your angels. She's saying, you know, she's saying, if you, any superhero, which one would it be, Sandal? Think about it. You know what I'm saying? And you've got to get children resonate with that beautiful inner child of yours, okay? You've really got to think about it. You have beautiful artistic abilities, okay? So what is it that you like to do artistically? Because I'm seeing, like, artistic abilities, okay? But you have this is the time now that you have to make a decision about your truest heart's desire, Sandal, okay?
Got it.
And I'm getting children and I'm getting animals.
You're getting
yeah,
what?
Yeah, children and animals. What was that, Sandal?
Children and animals. I said that's the same thing
children
you
and animals.
Before, but I don't know
animals
what
children
and
children
and
love you, honey. Both love you, and that's part of your life's desire. You two are, she's an earth angel just like us, Eileen, you know?
Do you do some kind of artwork? Or crafting?
You know what? Sandal, tell Eileen what you do presently.
I'm a broadcaster. I'm fully, like, I actually sell clothes on broadcast now. I go live about 5 times a week, and my goal is to be on your TV screen in about 5 years.
Woo-hoo!
And you're a comedian. And she's a comedian as well. She's thing. Yeah, I mean, she's not afraid of the public or anything like that. But you've got so much talent within you. You've got to really, like I said, you've got to open your eyes to the truth, and that's what I keep getting.
Well, and I see something with seeing children, too. So when DC said that, I resonate with that. What about you're on every week? You said you're on the radio every week promoting clothing?
I'm on live broadcast, not on the radio. I'm on camera like 5 times a week.
Do a promo for kids. Do some kind of benefit, fundraiser.
Okay.
you know, drawing that attention, drawing that community attention to, you know, the greater good, bringing something in. Maybe that'll be your purpose is, you know, once a month you're going to do a community fundraiser and give, you know, say raffle off an item of clothing or not raffle. I don't want to say raffle. I want to say, you know, where the guy talks real fast.
Auction.
Yeah, like an auction.
Auction.
And people call in and maybe, you know, you could have somebody answering, you know, a small, you know, maybe three bank phone line. And people could call in and bid on a certain outfit. And then, you know, the people should get paid for the outfit, yes. But anything that beyond that, maybe that money each once a month, one day, once a month, one outfit, one day, once a month. I mean, we're not talking a lot here, but we're putting your name out there, right? We're putting your name on the market that you're going to fundraise and you're going to give that money to the Boys and Girls Club or the YMCA for children's activities or, you know, whatever passion, organization, whatever you have in your community that you feel something for. It could be a local church. It could be a Jesus center, you know, for feeding the homeless. But you decide on what one thing that you could do, that you could help through your media personality. And your name will go big because you're not doing it for you. You're doing it for somebody else. And anytime you are doing something altruistic, that is what really aligns us with God's choice. That is what really aligns us with spirit.
We have a couple more callers, so we're going to have to cut it short, Sandal. Just call back and get back to us. God bless you, honey.
Thank you. Thank you.
God bless
you.
Get back to us and let
call
us know
back,
what you
honey.
Decided
love you.
To do.
I will. Love,
love
you.
You.
Thank
bye.
You.
Uh-huh. All right.
Okay, Eileen, we're going to have to just do a couple of shorter readings then, okay?
All right.
Okay, I'm just trying to, I don't know, Blog Talk is acting up here, so I don't know. This is crazy. Okay, here we go. 971,
hello.
You're live with Angel Ann.
The other call with me. The other call was me. I wasn't sure if it went through as a one because you guys were going on. So I wasn't sure if I had to hit one right. So I tried my cell phone, too. So just know the other call was the same
have?
Person. Yeah, the name is a rose. It's a rose.
A rose? Okay. Okay, do you have a specific area of interest or do you just find
is
out?
This,
to know
is, this DC, is this DC love?
It is.
We know each other. I'm a friend of yours. I wanted to know. Yeah, you'll recognize my energy. I'll just leave it alone. Anyway, I wanted to know if you could share something. I've been working on the ethereal realm, and I've been calling in this high vibrational being. I think I may have met him, but I'm not sure. And I wanted to know if there's any insights, just as confirmations about this guy that I physically met and then came into my dream, but I haven't met him yet. And I want to know if it's him and if it is, what the holdup is, because we have a purpose. They showed me the vision of my purpose and I'm starting to get a little impatient.
Okay.
It's been 12 years.
I have my co-host. She's going to start off. Eileen?
Yes. Being impatient is a very human instinct, isn't it?
Oh, I know.
being human gets in the way of our spiritual path, but guess what? We were actually brought here to be human. We chose to be human. We chose the challenges of being human. So angels are very patient, but humans are not. And with this, you're finding yourself very, very distracted. And what you need to see is the different magical opportunities that have been unfolding for you. and enjoy those.
Oh, I am.
Don't take anything for granted because it is all part of the journey preparing you. You're finding yourself discontent with life and wanting something more because that's exactly what you stated when you came online, what you asked for is something that you see in the future. And they're telling me that you are actually having a very magical journey right now. Simply enjoy each and every moment of that journey because that's what it is about, is that life experience. I do see someone coming into your life, but you must let go of some of the things, and those some of those things are your own beliefs,
okay.
You know, about yourself, the situation, what you're working for, what you're working towards. And some of the beliefs of your past are no longer working for you. So in order to really move forward, you've got to let them go. It's very important because life-changing events are coming up. Like I said, you are walking a very magical life right now, and this is all about some life-changing events. And there's going to be some situations that are going to open up and lead you to some significant opportunities. And success really from your own dedication and self-discipline is what's going to help you move forward in this. So please celebrate all your accomplishments, even if they're small, because as things come along, they're going to come out into the spotlight. But also, like I had said to Sandal, don't choose, don't make immediate decisions for future, for your future life, because they're rash and harsh. So just be patient. Try to be more patient because there are things that are going on right now behind the scenes needs to happen in due time, all in divine timing, not your mine.
What's the past belief that you're picking up that needs to be let go of?
That's actually something that you actually have to work through. I would say I think it has more to do with not past beliefs, but what you're believing right now in your expectations. And so instead of allowing, you're expecting. That is also a type of belief because you believe this is how it's going to be instead of allowing it to arrive the way it's meant to show up. We're not always shown what's meant to show up. And so by always predetermining, it's just like when you wish for to live in a brand new place. Instead of saying, I want a blue house with a white picket fence and, a green kitchen and da-da-da-da-da, then you're being specific. And guess what? You might get that. But it might not be the greatest thing that can be delivered to you. So you ask.
So then I am allowing because I don't have that kind of an expectation. I couldn't even if I wanted to with what it's going to look like. I pretty much just focus on what it's going to feel like rather than what it's going to look like.
And that's
so,
the best thing you can do. And that's the best thing you can
do. I'll be conscious. I'll be conscious to see if there's anything around that because I thought that was brilliantly put. Do they give you an insight about how long it's,
We cannot continue. We just can't allow one person to ask each of us 6 or 7 questions.
Okay.
We would
Sorry.
Never get to the other people. Right.
First time calling.
So let me let DC go ahead and give you her portion of the reading. DC?
Okay.
Yes. What I have is just follow your bliss. Discover what you absolutely love to do or be, and then like an arrow, direct it at its target, and don't let anything stop you from fulfilling your passion. Exuberant emotions are coming to you, perhaps in the form of romance. Your soul wants you to know. If you're having difficulty discovering what you're passionate about, go back into your childhood and remember what gave you joy at that time. If you love to dance as a child, then maybe, sign up for a beautiful class, Okay, if you love to, you know, to play with, you know, coloring book and crayons, then color. Whatever it was that you did as a child that brought you joy, then, you know, think back and then do it again. But I'm getting, put 100% into your love life, and soon, you know, a love interest is going to respond to you more openly, okay? And just, you know, when you put that effort into the relationship, it's going to work for you, okay? And I'm getting that, you know, this love, the love that you're looking for is going to be reciprocating, and it's going to be moving into a positive direction very soon, okay? So just be willing to be, you know, open with your mind and allow yourself to be, you know, able to connect, okay? And it's coming to you, okay? And just affirm that I am open, I'm an open channel for divine love, wisdom, and knowledge, okay? And there's nothing really to worry about, so don't, you know, don't worry, because everything is coming to you just the way it should be, hun, okay?
Yeah,
and
you may want to educate
I
didn't know that you weren't allowed to ask questions, so I kind of felt a little abrupted by that.
You know what, we're getting down to the last part of the show, and we still have a lot of callers.
Yeah.
So
right.
We're just trying to get as many people in as we can, hun. But everything looks good. You're going to be fine, okay?
Oh, I know that. I was just trying to get some confirmation. I wasn't aware we weren't allowed to follow up with getting clarity. So.
Yeah, once we're down to the end of the show, we have people that have been waiting for like a half hour or so, too. So we do want to get as many as possible, okay?
Okay. Well, that sounds great.
And it's not like we're not trying to get clarity, but only go so far. If you would like a more in-depth reading to get some, real... clarity. You can contact me here myself, and we can give you a further reading. Just on the show, we have a minimum amount of time.
It's okay. Okay.
God bless, hon. Have a great day, hon. Light and love.
Okay, you too. Light and love. Bye bye.
Thank you. Okay, we have another caller, and we have to keep it really short because we're getting down to the wire here.
Yeah. Yeah, about 20 more minutes.
Oh, 201, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please? 201.
Hi, DC. This is Jackie. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, just trying to live. I want to see what you can put up for me.
Okay, do you want just a reading from the angels, or do you have an area of interest?
Well, it's just the things that I want to get settled in for my family and move forward. And I'm getting kind of anxious and impatient because I feel like this is a time when things should be changing.
Okay. All righty. So we'll look into that. Eileen?
All right. Well, what I have for you is that you have an illusion of kind of being trapped. And you've been placing a lot of importance on, you know, things that are in your life, what you have, what you don't have, what you've been giving up. And you're getting caught up in kind of like this fear and worry situation that isn't necessary. It's just the monkey mind jibber-jabbering at you, trying to confuse you. And, truthfully... If you can try to just, you know, let that monkey mind, that jibber-jabber trying to tell you this and that, if you can let that go some and really look at the piece of information, other information from around your vicinity of yourself and it should really help speak to you. It is speaking the truth to you about the kindness and the way others treat you. And, just the different things. Sometimes it's hard to hear what we most need to hear to bring ourselves up to the next level. So as this person, you need to be a little bit inquisitive and see what it is that you're looking for. Because you are feeling trapped by something. So you need to, you know, be more inquisitive and get out of that. And really be like a lioness and search and seek out what it is that you want. Within realistic, realistic realms of truth. Listen to your heart, though, and be, because your intuition really comes from our heart space.
And so listen to your heart and allow that intuition to give you your own insights, because those of you are the ones that you can trust. And take care, you know, it's not your job to actually take care of another adult, but to be caring and loving of others is what you're being asked to do right now. Just to be that loving, comfort, and emotional strength for others, and use your intuition to be supportive of that. And that's what I'm being told is what you need to do right now, is actually use your intuition to be supportive of others. That information that you'll gain through that will be very, very enlightening. That's what I have, DC.
Beautiful. Okay, I have Mother Mary coming in, and she's asking you to approach your situation very gently, and she's asking you to honor your deep sensitivity, because you're a beautiful, deep, sensitive woman, okay? And she's saying if someone or something, you know, feels too harsh to you, trust that this is so for you. Your tenderness is a very spiritual gift, and it allows you to feel the presence of Mother Mary and the angels with you. And she's asking you to trust your feelings, you know, as accurate messengers that is guiding you, you know, to healthier directions, okay? Because you're finding that, you know, the situation, honey, that you're finding yourself in is asking you to honor your sensitivity, and you're being asked to really, like, to have boundaries, okay? You know, it's time for you to be both nice, but you have to also be assertive, okay? You have to lovingly speak your truth to others and to really develop physical strength and, you know, to tenderly care for your body, okay? And you have another angel coming in, and that's Archangel Sandalphon, and he's going to help you to feel peaceful and centered during this time, okay? And he wants you to just, you know, listen to music and to talk quietly and to maybe just, you know, do a little bit of exercise. And he doesn't want you to get into any battles or anything, and stay away from conflict, okay? And he's saying, please don't make any decisions right now, because you're going to know exactly what to do, you know, after you've had a little time to rest, okay? So I feel like there's a lot of emotional turmoil going on right now, okay? He's saying that, like, right now he feels like your heart rate and everything is a little bit, you know, a little bit, like, too fast, and he wants you to just, like, listen to music, try to breathe a little bit, and you're going to feel a lot stronger, okay, and you'll feel his presence. He's saying, please don't worry, because all your needs are going to be met, okay, and they're going to be met in magical and unexpected ways, okay? So please just nurture yourself and those around you, and just know that everything does happen for a reason. Please, you know, release any regret and embrace the opportunities for happiness that are around you, okay? So in reality, there's nothing to worry about, okay? Don't focus on, like, you know, what you have, okay? Everything is going to turn out, you know, perfectly, okay? You have to trust that the universe has something, like, better in store for you, okay? And just know that the angels are with you, and they're going to make sure that, you know, your long-term happiness is going to be just what you need, okay? So I'm getting there's going to be a change of focus for you, Jackie, okay?
Okay.
You'll have everything that you need, honey. So please trust in the angels and keep talking to them, honey, and everything is going to be okay. So whenever you're worried, don't worry. Please continue to pray, okay?
Yes.
God bless you. And you have
you
a very
so
blessed
much, lady. Day. You too.
Take care.
Thank you, Eileen. Thank you, BC.
Welcome. Thank you for calling. Angel blessing.
Angel
blessing
to you as well.
Bye. Okay.
Okay.
This blog talk isn't working right. Okay. We have another caller.
All right.
Okay. Hello, 916. Hello. You're on air with Angel Antics. This is DC and Eileen. Can we have your name, please?
Yeah, this is Nancy. Thank you for taking my call.
Hello, Nancy.
Hi. Since there's limited time, maybe a quick angel message on this new chapter of my life. I'm retired now, and I am studying alternative healing and metaphysics. But see if this is the right path for me to take.
Okay.
All right.
Sure.
Gosh, yes. Amazing, yes. This is really the right path for you. The wheels are really turning forward, and you're just going to move right ahead. There's going to be great success for you in this area. It is going to come from your own dedication and self-discipline, but you are going to be celebrating your accomplishments in no time. But be prepared, because you may be in the spotlight as you know, it's like racing around the center ring, and you know, you're going to be riding in on the horses, or at least with the horses in some way. You are manifesting really a bright future, but again, it is through hard work and creativity that this is going to happen. You may want to even consider sometimes partnering with others who share your same dreams, because great progress can be made together. Sometimes when it comes to heavy lifting, it's really hard to do it on your own, even if it's spiritual lifting. And so, therefore, when, you know, two people, three people work together, amazingly, you know, so many more, much more amazing things can happen. You have four hands working, you know, you come in and you have two people working, but it seems like you get threefold the work done as you would if it was only one of you. So, you know, don't be adverse to bringing other people in and, that are like-minded, like self, and partnering with them. Take some time, though, to review all your details very, very carefully, as you will really win in the end if you do this in smaller steps of being fair and being objective within your decisions. So, you know, that also, I guess it's my theme for the day is, you know, don't make short-term decisions for long-term plans. It really is about, you know, making that fair and objective decision as things come along. And if you do that, you really are going to win in the end. And that's the message I have for you.
It looks very, very positive. This is really a good path for you.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And Nancy, really, I just see a beautiful dragonfly flying by you, and that's showing me that you're going to live life to the fullest, okay? You have the ability to be flexible and really strong, and you're going to be living your truest life. And you really do, you know, you make really informed decisions, and you live without regrets. And I'm getting as well that you're very powerful, and there's, I don't know if you're having them yet, but there's going to be some really psychic insights that are coming right now. So have they started coming as of yet?
Oh, yeah, that's the last couple years, yes.
Okay, because they're going to be very powerful and insightful as well. And that's going to help you, like, in your, you know, in everything that you do as well. But make sure, you know, that you're connecting with your inner child, because that's just as important, okay?
Okay.
So connect with your inner child. And I'm getting, you know, life is going to be wonderful. You're going to thrive through the power of positive thinking, and you're going to be an inspiring success. Believe in yourself and just enjoy your magical life. And that's what I have for you.
Oh, what a wonderful reading. Thank you so much.
You're
God
welcome.
God bless. And
bless.
God bless.
Thank you for calling. Take care
Bye.
Now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, really fast, we have about 10 minutes. We're going to try to take these other callers, Eileen.
Awesome, all right.
Okay. Hi, 305,
Hello.
You're live with Atlantics. Can we have your name, please?
Yes, my name is Seema. How are you? How are you, ladies?
Good.
Well, how are you, Seema?
I'm doing good. Oh, it's Seema, sorry.
Seema?
Hi, Seema.
You have a quick question?
Yes. Okay,
Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, it's about relationship. His name is Richard.
Okay.
I wanted to see where things are going and, like, if things are going to progress again, because it's been distance.
Okay.
But we live in different places also, so And it's been a back and forth situation.
Okay. Okay. We'll look into that really fast, Eileen.
What I have for you is that you need to really have to have a huge open conversation and really know that everyone's input is being considered in the situation. And then merge the viewpoints to create a better solution. Take your time. It doesn't need to be rushed into. Obviously, if it's a long-distance relationship, you've been taking quite a bit of time anyway. You know, long-distance relationships only work if it's long-distance for a while. For the rest of your life, that's a difficult thing. So some decisions or some solutions have to be made somewhere. You don't have to rush into them. Do take your time. But a lot of that indecision is what's been holding you back. So in order for you to really make some choices and really make a firm commitment to a relationship, you really, really have to try to, you know, please yourself and decide what it is that you want. And you've been feeling very, very trapped lately. Between, you know, the intellectual side of the situation and that this, that, and the other has to be taken care of, and the emotional side of the situation, and you are very much trapped in between that. So part of that is what you have to resolve and get some viewpoints out there. You know, get a piece of paper out, write those viewpoints of both people's down on a list of paper and see if they actually really do merge or if they don't. But in this situation, I do see that this very, very well could be the longest lasting relationship, with both hearts choosing to be in it. This is going to be choices of the heart. And this situation is really expected to return to good health because your relationship actually isn't as good of health as it has been. But it is true love, and it really can be long-lasting. But make those choices from your heart, not always intellectually. Like I said, there's a battle going on between intellect and emotion. So really make up with your heart and know that it's going to be a decision you can live with. And if it is your choice and you've made it with the heart, then that relationship will return to good health. And that's what I have for you.
Okay, thank you. I'm not going to, I just want to say what you said is like 100% correct. And you just like you gave me, it's not like you gave me hope, but it's like, I don't know, you just made me happier for some reason because my heart really wants this, but my mind is so confused because he's been so distant and he's not communicating with me or anything like that. So that's where my mind tells me just to walk away because I feel like he doesn't want it and he doesn't want to communicate about it.
Yeah.
So
well,
I don't
and
know.
That's the first thing saying this is that you have to balance that out. And if you can balance that out, then it will move forward this direction. You can't take care of the first situation of balancing that, then it can't move forward. So just know that you've got to communicate and balance.
Casey, go ahead.
No, that was perfect, Eileen. God bless you, hon, and we wish you the best. Call us and let us know how you're doing, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. God bless, hon. Okay, we're getting down to like 6 minutes, Eileen, so we're going to try to keep them short, okay? Hi, 678, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Hello, ladies. My name is Regina.
Hi, Regina.
Hi. Could I just get something about career? Because I'm still at my job, but it's temporary, and I'm looking for full-time work, something more stable. So any guidance or anything coming up in that area?
All right. Well, let's see what we've got here. Well, the first thing I have for you is that there really is good news on its way. And you know, it really is time to make some decisions in a very optimistic way and make time for those things, you know, for it to come around to you. You have to actually approach this very sensibly
and deal with any challenges of any kind in an understanding manner. If you do that, then these positive, optimistic, long-term plans really can come your way. You are on the right path, been doing all the right things. And so just know, kind of reach for the stars and, you know, make your decisions, because it really will be victorious news. And that's what I have for you, DC.
Yes, Regina, I'm getting your financial situation in regard to work is not as bad as it looks, okay? And I'm getting that, you know, it's going to improve. But I'm getting that you really have to start, like, thinking about something that you would really love to do, okay? I don't know if you considered maybe, like, a business adventure with a partner, because I'm getting that could actually lead to prosperity, okay? And the angels are saying, find your own equilibrium and your financial state is going to improve, okay?
Yeah.
I am getting there's going to be changes that are going to show you new directions to go in, okay? But you've got to be a little bit more optimistic. Once you get that optimistic vibe on, hun, that's when everything is going to start improving, okay?
Okay. That's what I've been doing. I've just been being positive.
Yeah, a couple minutes a day, focus on your heart's desire, and you're going to see things change. God bless you, hun, and we wish you the best. And call us back and let us know how you're doing, hun, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. You take care.
Okay. God bless.
Bye.
Hey, Eileen, we're down to 3 minutes, hun.
All right.
You know, a little Easter blessing.
All right. You want me to do that? Sure.
I do. Yes. You know what? A beautiful little Easter blessing for everyone.
All right. I'd like everyone to open up their heart space, and I want you to see that open beam that goes all the way through to the center of the earth and reaches all the way up to the sky, to the heavens above us. And in that light beam, if you stand in it and you look up, you see the sparkling lights of heaven. Not only do you see the sparkling lights of violet and blue and gold and bronze, there's more light in heaven than there ever could be on earth. So the prisms of colors that you see in heaven bring that beautiful color, because color has a vibration, and that vibration balances us. And that vibration is, then the energy that fills us is what we call spirit. So draw that beautiful white light from heaven, draw that down into your heart, and let it seep in the core of your heart, and know that you are now filled with all the love from heaven, all the grace from God, the angels and saints, all the masters that have walked ahead of us, and all the masters that will come to us again here on earth. And know that we are surrounded by this light. And that is what raises you up. And on Easter Sunday, when Jesus rose up to heaven, we each can do that by standing in that light and living in that love and knowing that our energy rises just as Jesus did to heaven. I leave that with you, with the blessings of the Holy Trinity, the Trinity Heart Healers, Angel Antics, and from DC Love, Eileen Powers and Deborah Tassie. We love you, and we want to thank you for joining us here at Angel Antics and Trinity Heart Healers. Angel blessings.
Angel blessings. I love you, Eileen.
I love you, DC. Have a beautiful day, and I will talk to you soon. We love you, everyone. Thanks for joining us. We hope to hear from you again next week. I love you. Bye.
Bye.
Happy Easter.